Good morning, please sit. You may need to. The title of this morning's sermon is Being Changed. And change, as we know, is difficult. And research shows that 1 in 3 people avoid change altogether. We like familiarity. We like certainty. We like control over our lives. And old habits are hard to break. And people feel uncertain, anxious, uncomfortable, and overwhelmed by the unfamiliarity that accompanies change. But without change, we miss out on so many wonderful opportunities and many, many blessings. This doubt about people's ability to change is universal. Hence, we have lots of expressions, including from the Bible, a leopard cannot change his spots. And from France, they say, you can't teach an old monkey how to pull a funny face. And from France, you can't teach an old parrot how to speak. And many women believe they can change their men. And many men don't believe this at all. However, people over time do change. The late 16th century proverbial saying is still relevant today. Times change and we with it. The teacher in me knows that as behaviour is learned, it can also be unlearned with time, motivation and support. We develop new perspectives, attitudes and behaviours as we interact with life, the good and the bad bits. All life is a learning experience. An example of this is the COVID pandemic. Research has shown that this has resulted in less social interactions for all age groups, and that children and young adults are less trusting and more stressed. School absence has risen, and the government has reported that absence rates will stay high until the COVID generation leaves secondary school. And this has significant consequences for social, emotional, and intellectual development. Einstein believed that the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. And we worry for those children. Nobody is denying that change is difficult. Change is full of challenges, whether you're a Christian or not. We've all known people over the years who still have their addictions, still have their angry behaviour, and still have troubled hearts and minds. And as we prepare for Christmas, we need to examine closely today's Advent reading on change and what it really means for each and all of us. John the Baptist was instrumental in beginning a process of change. He came to show us two things. Firstly, how God wanted people to change. And secondly, to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah and the amazing change Jesus would bring and still brings to the world today. So firstly, how does God want us to live? Life for people in biblical times was very tough. Living under the oppressive Roman government, poverty was high, violence, slavery, fear and corruption, a part of everyday living. But people wanted change. They wanted the Romans out. They needed to hear from God. And God had been silent for 400 years. No prophets had spoken until John arrived. And the people flocked to hear John. It was the equivalent to today's influencers. But he didn't need social media or PR or advertisements. The attraction was his way of life. We know he lived in the wilderness, eating only locusts and honey, clothed in camel hair, but he had such a passion for God and repentance. He was not a crowd pleaser. He didn't want to be liked by authorities, religious leaders, or indeed anyone. He confronted them all, talked freely about judgment and the fire of God. No one could rely upon being part of the family of Abraham. There was no special dispensation, no chosen people. Genealogy meant nothing. All would be judged as individuals. This must have shocked those listening to John, and they asked him what they could do. He told them to repent. But John's agenda was not to start a revolution. It was to change one another. He preached a simple message: be kind, share what you have with others, especially those who are cold, hungry, and poor. And if you have your two cloaks, give one away. And when people's hearts and minds are changed, their actions and behavior change too. So John wasn't asking people to change the world, leave their jobs, leave their families, live as a hermit, but simply to change themselves, to do their jobs well and live the best life that they could. He knew that tax collectors could not overhaul the Roman financial system, but they could be honest and not take money off people for themselves. Tax collectors, a bit like today, were known to ask for lots of money, but more money than required, so they could pocket the difference. The soldiers who came to listen to John were asked not to abuse their power by bullying, stealing, and frightening people. They might not be able to overthrow the empire, but they could offer protection, have integrity, and show kindness. John wanted everyone to look after their neighbour and have a right relationship with God. And he warned them that judgment was real and was near. Standing in the river, he baptised those who repented. He used water as a sign of their repentance. And when the people went through the baptism of water with John, he did expect them to come out of the water with a desire to change their behaviour, to be generous, to be kind. And if people change, then society changes as well. As a society experiences cultural change, new behavioural patterns, norms and values emerge. People can be kind. John had certainly gained the people's attention. Their behaviour had been exposed, and they had begun to grasp the need to change and live a different life, to be passionate about God and follow his ways. Everyone who listened to John knew the Ten Commandments, and they were willing to listen. Many wondered if John was the promised Messiah that they had been waiting so long for, but John put them straight. Someone is coming who is greater than I. John was preparing the way for Jesus. This was the second thing he came to show us. In this, John fulfilled the Old Testament prophecy, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And those around him would know these words by heart and would begin to wonder, perhaps worry, about what was going to happen next to them. But John explained that he baptized with water, but the one who was to come would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. In this, John was preparing the people for a different way the Holy Spirit would be working. Their understanding and experience of the Holy Spirit was that it was given to special people for a significant purpose and for a specific amount of time. And it was given to the people they had been taught about and knew the stories off by heart: Joshua, Gideon, Samson, King David, Ezekiel. It was a difficult concept for those listening to imagine that they too would be given this same Holy Spirit as their ancestors. Such a big change to their thinking and understanding. And John was also telling them that the Messiah, he would be coming soon. But John also warned that those who didn't listen, who didn't want to change, that they would be dealt with severely. The wheat represents those who are repentant, and the chaff those who will not change their ways. And John talks about the never-ending fire for those who are not repentant, whereas those who listen and change their behaviour will be taken to safely in the Messiah's barn. Scary, scary thoughts to those who are listening. Such a lot for them to take in. But what they did understand was that change was coming. We today know the change Jesus brought to the world, and it is indeed mind-blowing. As the Message Bible says, he will change you from the inside out. And a famous quote from Dr. Kroll says, Jesus is unlike any other person who ever walked this planet. Jesus changed the life and destiny of every person he encountered, who saw in him the uniqueness of God's Son, our Saviour. When we meet Jesus, we are changed, never to be the same again. The Holy Spirit changes us to be like Jesus. We are naturally wired and motivated to love God and to love our neighbour. And we slowly change from being greedy, from having prejudice, pride, jealousy, envy, anger, into a person of love, with a joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits we want to be changed in us, we want to change too. As we read in Philippians, we experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. And we know that this peace will guard our hearts and our minds. And it is a peace that will change the way we think and act when confronted by the challenges of everyday life. No matter how difficult our circumstances are or may be or will be in the future, we know we have this peace. This morning, we may feel that we relate to John's baptism of water. We understand what John says. We know we need to change. We know we have more than others. But we are still clutching and holding on to our possessions, our old way of life, not quite doing our job to the best of our ability. We might be frightened of change, stubbornly resisting it, and refusing any help offered. I found it interesting that Martin Luther wrote, three changes are necessary in our lives: a change of heart, the mind, and of the purse. And of these three things, the purse is the most difficult to change. So, do we need this baptism of fire and water? Or do we need to meet Jesus for the first time? And there may be some here who perhaps thinks, yes, an Alpha course would be great. Or do we relate specifically to the baptism of the Holy Spirit? We know that we have been baptized, but perhaps we're not feeling so peaceful as we did. Do we need more of the Holy Spirit? Life tends to drain us of our spiritual reservoir, and we need topping up to cope with the challenges and changes that come our way. Christmas is a great time of preparation, preparing food, presents, and so on. We're busy, but sometimes we need to take time to prepare our hearts so we can accept more and more of the Holy Spirit. So in the next few minutes of silence, we pray that we may be filled more with the Holy Spirit and the fire to experience a change in those areas of our lives we know we need Jesus' help in. So come, Holy Spirit, let us pray. Lord, help us to come to you at all times with our concerns. Help us to become vulnerable and accept and trust in your help in times of change. But most of all, Jesus, we pray that we change to become more like you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.